Okay, Rabotai, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Nitzavim Vayelech. We made it to the last Shabbat of the year, Shatavam Mutzlachat, which is a Chesed Elyon. You know, at this point, everybody just has to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're alive, which is not a given. So we're at the last Shabbat of the year. Parashat Nitzavim speaks, you know, lengthily about tochachot that will befall Am Yisrael if they veer away from the path of Torah and Mitzvot. Towards the end of the parasha, the Torah starts speaking about a certain topic which is subject to machloket rishonim. What exactly the Torah is talking about? Lo nifleti mimecha, v'lo rechokahi, lo b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'ayin layam. And the Torah ends off ki karov elecha hadavar me'od v'ficha v'lvavecha la'asoto. This matter is extremely close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to fulfill it. There's a famous machloket between Rashi and the Ramban. What exactly the Torah is speaking about? Rashi explains it's talking about mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Ramban, Sforno, and other Rishonim explain that it's speaking about what it said before, b'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. It's speaking about mitzvah aseh of teshuvah, lashuv b'tshuvah. If a person sinned, there's mitzvah aseh min haTorah, lashuv b'tshuvah. The Sichot Musar, Agon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Berachah Rashi v'Demir, so he asks a very interesting question. He says, according to those who should be, that the Torah says that when we speak about ki karov elecha hadavar me'od b'picha u'b'vavecha la'asoto, is a reference to mitzvah teshuvah, the Torah makes it seem like it's so easy, just in your mouth, right? You don't even have to do anything. If it's so easy, why do we find that ba'alit teshuvah, I mean, not just like in the colloquial, but like ba'alit teshuvah mamash, people chozrim b'tshuvah, me'avonot shebi'adam, are so few and far between. We find teshuvah is a very difficult thing to do. Not many people are able to satisfactorily be chozer b'tshuvah ma'averot shebi'adam. So why is that? So he explains that the reason for this is because, you know, teshuvah is something that's unnatural. Be chozer b'tshuvah ma'averot shebi'adam, a person really has to overcome one of the biggest obstacles in Avodat Hashem. And he says, he calls that Sakanat HaHergel. Hergel means what? Hergel is, you know, getting used to something, habit, or, you know, just becoming complacent or complicit. A person gets Teshuvah, you know, he brings several ayot, I'll share them with you. But Teshuvah means that's the antithesis of complacency. You have to wake up and say, wow, I'm not good. You know, the way the Yetzer Hara works is that slowly but surely he gets you used to your situation. And you don't, you know, the chubam factor that we always speak about, right? The I'm good factor, person feels, hakol besed. The biggest sakanat nefashot, lo laguf, ela la neshama. Sakanat neshamot for the neshama is what? The I'm good. The feeling complacent, the hergel, getting used to something, habit. It's terrible. He brings it ayah. The Gemara in Masechet Sotah Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara speaks about the situation. You know, there was a showdown when Yaakov Avinu passed away. So there's a showdown between Bnei Yaakov and Esav and his cronies. Yeah, they came to Na'arat HaMakpelah, and Yosef was there with the brothers, and they came to bury him. And who shows up? Stupid Uncle Esav, right? So he comes and he says, "What are you doing here? Whatever, it's mine." They said, "What are you talking about? Our father bought it from us." He says, "What are you telling me? Have any proof?" And he says, "Yeah, whatever. What? We have a shtar chov, but we left in Mitzrayim." He says, "No, show me." So they sent Naftali, Ayala Shulcha, so he went to run. There was one person that wasn't privy to the events going on. Who was that? Hoshim ben Dan. The Gemara says that he was hard of hearing. He was deaf. So he asked, the Gemara says, he asked the words, "My high, what's going on? What is this?" So they explained to him, maybe they signed to him or explained to him loud, said, "Listen, he came and, you know, he's arguing." And so Hoshim ben Dan exclaims something interesting. He says, "And until Naftali comes back from Yitzrayim, Avi Abba Mutal B'Zayon," he says, "well, Yaakov Avinu is going to sit there B'Zayon because this idiot says, Mapitom, Nafakufa," right? He took a bat or whatever it was. Oh, he knocked him in the head. His eyeballs popped out. It's Machloket Bavli in the Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, his eyeballs popped out. And according to Yerushalmi, he knocked his head, whatever. And it rolled into Me'arat Machpelah together with Yaakov Avinu. That was actually the Nivu'ah of Rivka. Lama Ishkal Gam Shenechem Yom Echad, which means that both Yaakov and Esav were buried on the same day. That was exactly the thing. And That was the end of the story. Yaakov Avinu left, right? And that was the Marav there with his eyeballs at his feet. It was all interesting thing. So the Sichot Musar asks a very simple but penetrating question. It says, I don't get it. It says, out of all of the tzaddikim yisod olam, the Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu's children, all his grandchildren, Bnei Yisrael, tremendous tzaddikim, the only one who cared about Bizayon Yaakov was Hushim. What about everybody else? Imagine them. They're okay with the Bizayon? Yeah? It's a good question. So he says, it's not that they didn't care. Esav came to them, he approached them, and there was a shogun, but there was a dialogue. What are you doing here? We're burying our father. Yeah? It's not yours. Yes, it is. You have proof? Yes, we do. It's not here. Go get it. Every time they got into it with him, every answer that they said, they felt that they were getting closer to justifying their claim to the Arat HaMachpelah. But in the meantime, they were also, you better believe that they were perturbed by this ma'aseh of, you know, Bizayon Yaakov Avinu. Every moment that went by, they became more complacent, they became more comfortable, or the Bizayon Yaakov Avinu didn't bother them as much. Hushim Ben Dan was deaf. He didn't have any conversation, no dialogue, no nothing. All he saw was one thing. He saw Yaakov Avinu tugged at Bizayon. He didn't have a chance to get used to the situation, and that's why it bothered him the most out of everybody, and that's why he knocked his eyes out. You understand the difference between them? So this Chon Musar, that is Sakanat HaRegel. He brings a few other re'ayot. You know, everybody knows the famous Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says that there was an individual by the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdiya. Now, he wasn't always Rabbi. He was the infamous Elazar. He was known to be a person that was, you know, that didn't leave any isha l'tznu'a ba'onam. He got every single one. He heard once some guy told him that he says there's an isha, ma'ivin l'yam, you have to cross seven seas, it's a tremendous expense, whatever he says. Why? Because that was his claim to fame. He went there. Toch kedim ha'aseh, the Gemara says that the isha krutza, she exhaled, and she says, Elazar, you know, just like the breath that I just exhaled can never be taken back, so too Hashem is never going to take you. Ya hamora, right? Look who's a big sichat musar over here, right? She's giving musar. Zei isha krutza. Elazar says, you're giving me musar? Says, yeah, I'm giving you musar. You're a sham irusham. Hashem's never going to take you again. He got such a jolt from that. He says, if such a krutza lady can give me musar, mid ma'asim left, and he started going when he spoke to the Shemesh ve'yareach, the Harim u'gva'ot, all the seas. He says, please pray for me that Hashem accept me b'tshuva. And he said, actually, panel alecha, panel atzmenu, because they're eventually going to cease to exist as well. And he says, at the end, in kenen hadavar tarui elabi. If that's the case, if you want to get something done right, you got to do it yourself. And he prayed for himself. Says, which means he put his head between his knees, fetal position, and he cried until his neshama mamash came out. Rabotai, he was so complacent with his way of life. The only thing that was able to rattle him a little bit was that jolt that, you know, that fiery musad that that woman gave him. You're a lost cause. You're a nebuch, and Hashem is never going to take you. He heard that, that jolted him out of his, you know, out of his drunken stupor of the complacency of his, you know, the situation that he was in. And that's the only way that a person can really do teshuvah. Teshuvah is right there. Teshuvah is right there. Kikaro v'necha davar me'od b'ficha u'bilvavecha la'asoto. There's a very interesting Gemara in Kiddushin that the Rambam codifies in Halakha in Hilchot Ishut. The Gemara says, "Ha'omer le'isha harei et mekudeshet li al menat shani tzaddik gamur harei zo mekudeshet." Says Rashi, says Rambam, "Mekudeshet mima misafek misafek shem hirer teshuvah b'libo." The Rambam brings it as Halakha. V'lechem mishne Rabbeinu Avraham di Boton, talmid ma'arashdam, gaon etzum. So he asks on the spot on this Rambam. He says, "How come when a person afilu ayana shah gamur?" Even if he was an Asha Gamur, if he says, Al menat shani tzadi gamur mekudeshet mitzafek, shem yireh teshuva b'libo. And on the other hand, what happens when the halacha, a person's mekadesh bifne pesula edut? Pesula edut, the person takes resha'im, chalele shabbatot, vezeh, and he's mekadesh bifnehim. What's the halacha? Ena mekudeshet. How come you don't think, oh, maybe at that moment, the Eidim were meharhel teshuvah b'limam. My
dear. They're like you.
Huh?
Says
the, it's a halachic word, but it's also a musudic word. The Chamishna says, we can only be done based on mashu b'fanenu. This Rasha Merusha, he says, al menat sh'ani tzadik gamur. Ki karov erecha adavar me'od b'ficha. Teshuvah is so easy. It can be done in an instant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted us with the ability to be chozer b'tshuvah in a second. It might not be sincere, but he said words, al menat sh'ani tzadik. You already have to be choshesh shema. Maybe something moved in his heart. You have the Eidim, Rishaim, they didn't say anything. There's no reason to assume that they're chozer b'tshuvah, even though katuv b'ficha u'bilvavecha. But it has to start where? You have to be megaleh. You got to take the first step. For that Rasha, the Chatan, his first step was what to say? At least he shows that for him a level is what? He wants to reach to become safek mekudeshet, because maybe it was chozer b'tshuvah. B'ficha u'bilvavecha la'asato. What a wonderful vart. Anyway, seems like next week we won't be having a shiur, so I want to wish you all, everyone here, everyone online, and lekol bet Yisrael, shana tova mvorechet, ktiva v'chatima tova, tiskun shem rabot, na'imot v'tovot, yiratzon shiarich Hashem imechem batov, shnotechem v'na'imim, tichle shana v'kilonoteha, tachem, v'chuda v'zat Hashem, all the cholim of Am Yisrael, na'kadosh b'kul yirapeh otam, v'fu'a shlima, and all the people have, you know, k'shayim v'panasa, and all people who are affected, na'kadosh b'kul, should yemale et chesronam, and a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us a year filled with bracha v'atzlacha, with limud Torah, yirat shamayim. Anybody who needs zivugim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yimtza lehem zivugam bekarov mash. In that way, we'll be able to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha, tuv levav, amen ki nirtzon, Shabbat shalom mvorach, zkut mvorach, take care.
Zak baruch, mvorach mvorach, zak baruch.